Well, hello again. My name is JC. I am your hostess for today. Welcome to Declare Victory. Are there any first-time callers other than Christina? All righty. It's no coincidence that you are here with us today. We know that you are going to be blessed, and we thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. The events are as follows. Friday Night Live, tonight at 6 p.m. Please join us, folks. We have a very special treat for you. You don't want to miss it, I promise. It's going to blow you away. There are no online prayer requests. The order of the call is as follows. Scripture will be read by Robert, Declaration Marcus, praying first, E.K. Dawson, second, Adrian, third, Jeff, and we need a closer for Tim. I'll repeat that again. Scripture, Robert, Declaration, Marcus, praying first, E.K. Dawson, second, Adrian, third, Brother Jeff. Please do not forget to mute your line by pressing star 6 or your standard mute feature. I now pass the call to Robert.
Good morning and happy Friday to everyone. I'll be reading out of Colossians chapter 3, verse 14, 15, and 16. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of God, of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his word as I pass the call.
Amen. Thank you for that scripture, and thank you for the host and the greeting. Good morning to everyone. We are alive and well, and God is blessing us, and he's still in the blessing business. Today, I have a special assignment for you all immediately following the call, so please make sure you take some notes if you are able to. All right, and again, want to remind you to make sure that you mute your line either by pressing star 6 or your standard mute feature on your phone, or do both. As sometimes we can be handling the phone while we're moving around and accidentally press the mute button. So just double, triple check. Let's jump right in. For the past few weeks, we've been on this journey concerning the topic, I'm anointed, I have favor, and I got issues. I want to do a brief recap because last week we had what I like to call a divine disruption. So let's just do a brief recap. I'm anointed. The New Testament Greek words for anoint are krio, C-H-R-I-O, which means to smear or rub with oil, and by implication, to consecrate for office or religious service. And alepho, which means to anoint. In Bible times, people were anointed with oil to signify God's blessing or call on that person's life. A person was anointed for a special purpose, to be a king, to be a prophet, to be a builder, etc. I have favor. The best definition of the word favor is demonstrated delight. The favor of God can be described as tangible evidence that a person has the approval of the Lord. When we favor someone, we want to be with him or her. We delight in them. We connect with her in a way we don't connect with everyone. We usually favor people who also favor us. In the same way, God shows favor to the ones who delight in, connect with, and give honor to him. Isaiah says, "These are the ones I look on with favor, those who are humble and contrite in spirit and who tremble at my word." And I got issues. When we say I got issues, we are basically saying that if the Lord doesn't keep me, I might just hurt myself or somebody else. I am flawed. I have some challenges with certain things that only the Lord can fix. So in the first week, we talked about Samson, who was a great man.
He was super strong and very wise. His story can be found around the 13th through about the 16th chapters of Judges. And he had confidence, and yet he had a hard time finding people he could really trust. He had the physical strength of an army of men, yet he fell weak to every beautiful woman he saw. Not just the Philistine woman he married and Delilah, who he fell in love with deeply, but he also fell prey to a harlot, which is a prostitute or a very promiscuous woman. He let these women talk him into revealing the secrets of his riddles. He had a few issues, but it didn't stop him from fulfilling his purpose in life. The second week, we talked about the great father, Abraham. Abraham was both anointed and favored. God delighted in him, and he made him a blessing to all the families of the earth. He also had issues. One of the issues was he punked out, lied, and pretty much pimped his wife for goods, and all because he was afraid, and he did it twice. Yet and still, God's promise, anointing, and favor was upon Abraham, even though he had this fear issue. It was because his heart and life was yielded unto God. Then the week after that, we talked about Moses. Yes, the angry guy, the one that was branded the most humble person on the face of the earth. He got angry enough to murder someone for mistreating his folks. So today, I want to talk to you about someone else who was anointed, had favor, and lived with issues. I could have picked David and talked about how he was chosen to be king, killed Goliath, was loyal to Saul, the same evil king that he won the Philistine war for, that wanted to kill him, how he overcame that and still was able to take the throne, yet he managed to commit adultery, get another woman pregnant, and have her husband killed, yet and still he was considered a man after God's own heart. I could have picked Noah, who was considered blameless, who built the first cruise ship that sailed for 40 days and nights and saving almost the entire creation from a flood by obeying God, yet he had a problem staying sober. I could have even talked about Lazarus, who had a shouting at 6:20 a.m. in the morning after talking about how he died from an illness because Jesus chose to ignore him, let him suffer, and raise him later. I'm paraphrasing, so please bear with me. Well, instead of going to what I felt was easy and safe, I decided to go with something a little more challenging. I want to talk to you about Jonathan. Who? Yes, Jonathan. Let's talk about Jonathan. Jonathan was a noble man of true character, faith, and integrity. Despite Saul's hatred of David, Jonathan and David were very close friends. 1 Samuel 18:1-3, and Jonathan protected David and helped him to escape. Helped him to escape Saul. That can be found in 1 Samuel 19:1-2. Since David was married to Jonathan's sister, Michael or Michelle, Jonathan was also David's brother-in-law. In 1 Samuel 14, we see Jonathan's good character. We see Jonathan's good character contrasted with his father's foolishness. Saul and his men were battling the Philistines, and Jonathan decided to raid a Philistine outpost, 1 Samuel 14:1. He took only his young armor bearer with him, and he told no one else of their plan, 3. Jonathan's bravery as they approached the enemy garrison was rooted in faith, as he told his armor bearer, "Perhaps the Lord will act in our behalf. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few," 6. The Lord was indeed with Jonathan, and he and his companion killed about 20 Philistines, 14. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Jonathan was favored by God. Then God sent a panic into the enemy camp along with an earthquake, and the enemy was routed, 15:20-23. Meanwhile, King Saul had placed his troops under an oath. No one was allowed to eat anything all day, 24. Jonathan, who had been present with Saul, made his foolish demand, found some honey after the battle, and ate it, 27. When Saul found out that his son had eaten the honey, he demanded that he be slain, 44. It was only through the intervention of the rest of the army that faithful, brave Jonathan was spared that day, verse 45. Jonathan was not much like his father. Jonathan was known for his deep love, loyal friendship, and faith in God, while Saul repeatedly showed foolishness, pride, and disobedience to God. 1 Samuel 13 and 8, and 8 through 13. God eventually rejected Saul's kingship and replaced him with David. Excuse me. So I love how Pastor Cheryl Brady tells this story. I heard a message that she preached a few years ago called When Loyalty Becomes Lethal. It's a great, great message. You should check it out when you get the chance. If you are on, if you use podcasts in iTunes, you can absolutely find her messages there. But it's a message there, and it's called When Loyalty Becomes Lethal. It's listed as loyal. But let me share this with you. 1 Samuel 20 and 30. Saul boiled with rage at Jonathan. "You stupid son of a whore," he swore at him. "Do you think I don't know that you want him to be king in your place, shaming yourself and your mother? As long as that son of Jesse is alive, you'll never be king. Now go and get him so I can kill him." "But why should he be put to death?" Jonathan asked his father. "What has he done?" Then Saul hurled his spear at Jonathan, intending to kill him. So at last Jonathan realized that his father was really determined to kill David. Jonathan left the table in fierce anger and refused to eat on that second day of the festival, for he was crushed by his father's shameful behavior toward David. Jonathan went to find David and encouraged him to stay strong in his faith in God. "Don't be afraid, Jonathan. Don't be afraid," Jonathan reassured him. "My father will never find you. You are going to be the king of Israel, and I will be next to you, as my father Saul is well aware." So the two of them renewed their solemn pact before the Lord. Then Jonathan returned home while David stayed at Horesh. The Philistines closed in on Saul and his sons, and they killed three of his sons, Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua. But wait. Didn't Jonathan just pledge his loyalty to David? He just made a covenant with David and said that he would be next to David when he becomes king. This was one of the reasons Saul was so upset with his son. Come here, Paul. Plead your case with these folks on this prayer call. Listen, I know you all are looking at me as the bad guy. This is Saul talking. I know you all are looking at me as the bad guy. But I raised this boy in the palace. And now some sheep herder is about to come in and take over the throne. And you, Jonathan, are about to stand with him? What are you, stupid? This is rightfully your throne. My son is in line to be king after me, and he's about to help some stranger take over. Not on my watch. Thank you, Saul. Well, imagine how Jonathan must feel to have his own father hurl a spear at him. Pastor Brady brought up this point. What probably hurt him the most is not the spear, but the hand that threw it. Jonathan was a loyal man, faithful to God, favor with God, and had noble character. He was so much better than his father, King Saul. But his biggest issue, as Pastor Brady said, was that he was trying to figure out how to have a relationship with his dad and David because he loved them both. While he was helping God, his own daddy took a shot at him. Have you ever been shot down while you're trying to help somebody up? His father is shooting at him to the point that Jonathan says, "Whoa, did you shoot me? Were you shooting at me? What's up, Dad? Can we just
Can we talk for a minute? I mean, what's going on here? You're my dad. You've taught me everything I know. We laugh together. We smile together. You taught me what part to eat and what part not to eat. You've been my friend. When I fell asleep, you picked me up and you carried me to bed. You taught me how to stand up for myself. You showed me how to fight. You showed me how to be strong. You made me the leader that I am. You taught me, boy, you better get back in there. You showed me how to behave myself on the battlefield. We talked together and walked together. We had target practice together. I've always viewed you as a protector. You're my hero. You're my daddy. You've always provided for me. You've been everything to me. Because you're my dad. Nothing will ever change that. Nothing is going to change that. Because you're my dad. But I got to tell you, I'm confused right now. And I'm disillusioned right now. Because the shot you just took at me right now just left me bewildered. I love you, sir. But I sure don't understand you. What do you do when you love who they are, but you don't love what they do? Jonathan is wrestling with all of these kind of things. He walked away with feelings that he never thought he was going to have towards his dad. He walks out fighting emotions that he never thought he would fight in his life. He loves his dad. And every time he looks at him, he wants to hug him, and he wants to embrace him. But while he's embracing him, he feels as though he's sticking a knife in his back, and nothing leaves you more confused than when you're with somebody that you love, but you hate the way they're acting. His loyalty to his dad is about to turn lethal. He's stuck in the middle. His dad represents his yesterday, but David represents his tomorrow. He's torn between history and destiny. He's torn between tradition and revelation. He's torn between where God was and where God actually is. Jonathan's biggest issue was his connection with his dad. Jonathan was great. He had all these good characteristics. He had favor from God. He was anointed. But his issue was his connection from his dad. But because Jonathan couldn't disconnect himself from his dad, don't miss this, he died with his past. He died with his issue. And I hope if you don't get anything out of what I'm sharing this morning, I hope you get this. We don't have to die naturally or spiritually with our issues. Just because we have them doesn't mean they have to remain with us and be the reason we never accelerate into our purpose and calling. Your assignment is to post in the victory room how you relate to either of the past few stories. I've shared, whether it be about Samson, whether it be about Abraham, whether it be about Moses, or even about today's, and I hate to say story, so I'm going to say today's declaration. Today's declaration about Jonathan. And you can feel free to go back and listen to the previous declarations recorded. I believe they're recorded. But I want you to post in the victory room how you relate to either of those past few stories I've shared and how God, not stories, but the past few declarations, the past few people that I've shared, and how God is blessing you to get past your issue or issues. And make sure you tag me in it. So I want to read them. right? And don't miss next week. We will be ending the call after the closing prayer today, and we'll resume the call tomorrow morning. Please be sure to join us for Friday Night Live tonight at 6 p.m. For Friday Night Live, as my wonderful sister Dee Dee has something great to share with us. God bless you as I pass the call to the first prayer warrior.
Oh, thank you, God. Bless your name, God. God, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. God, we give you all the honor and the glory and the praise, oh God. God, we thank you this morning that you woke us up this morning, Lord God, and refreshed our mind, renewed our mind. We thank you, Lord God. God, I thank you for Brother Marcus right now for his declaration, Lord God. It's so apropos, it's so rhema, if you will, Lord God, because everybody has an issue. And it's all how we deal with our issues, oh God. So, God, I thank you that through those declarations, through those sharings, through those testimonies, Lord, we find ourselves in biblical characters. We find ourselves in different people, oh God. So we thank you because we talk about their issue, but we also realize that you are our solution in everything. Everybody has a proclivity. Everybody has an it, Lord God, as long as the it, you have it, and the it doesn't have you. So we thank you, Lord God, that we are becoming conquerors and more than conquerors through Christ Jesus over whatever our issue is and how to deal with our issues. So thank you, God, for inspiring Brother Marcus, Lord God. Thank you for this excellent declaration, oh God. God, we come thanking you and praising you for every woman, every child on this call, Lord God. Today we call to affirm and to build up our brothers, our men. Thank you, Lord God, for this Friday. We thank you for all the men on the call, Lord God. We thank you for the lions of Judah. We thank you for the roar that you placed inside of us, Lord God. We thank you now, God, for every prayer request that is on here, oh God, that is before us, Lord God. The person before the host called out the different names for different people, different situations, oh God. We ask that you would bless the Protho family, Lord God, as they go to bury a child today in Oakland, oh God, at New Birth Church, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for all those that are standing in need of traveling mercies and traveling grace, oh God. We thank you for those that are having procedures and biopsies and different things that are coming up, Lord God. Be with the doctors, the nurses, the nurse practitioners, everyone, Lord God, that they would be on point, Lord God, and that you would dispatch angels to be in the waiting rooms and in the doctor rooms and in the rooms with them, Lord God. But most of all, be with them, Lord God. Stand by those that are supporting them, Lord God, through whatever their situation is. Too many to call every situation, Lord God, but we bless you now, Lord. So, God, we come thanking you and praising you for all these brothers, Lord God, that are on this line, that sometimes we get a chance to hear them and sometimes we don't, Lord God. But to affirm every brother, Lord God, to build the men of the call up, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we walk worthy, God. Forgive us, Lord God, in areas that we need to be forgiven. Create in us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit, Lord God. God, we come against pride and all those things that would hinder us, Lord God. We come, even our minds, renew our minds, Lord God, because sometimes we can be the word I can't even think of, not racist, but Lord, forgive us, Lord God, of all the things that are not like you. Take it out, Lord God. Take those things, Lord God. Thank you for our experiences, oh God. Thank you for everything that you put in us, Lord God, and that we use it for your glory. Teach us to share, Lord God, that we would share with other young men and other young people, Lord God. Bless us now on our jobs, Lord God. Bless our tempers, our temperament, Lord God, that we would continue to walk as a disciple and to walk like you and after you, Lord God, and lead by a godly, manly example, oh God. Teach us your ways through some of these very same declarations, Lord God, that we would find a role model in your word and model ourselves after some of these great men of God, Lord, in your word, Lord. Continue to keep us in your care. Continue to keep our minds, Lord God. Thank you for being that we would continue to be providers for our families, our loved ones, Lord God, the protectors, Lord God, and all those attributes, Lord God. So right now we claim in all the attributes of the ancestors, Lord God, the great men in our Bible, Lord God, and even some of the great men in these declarations, Lord God, that we would continue to model and pattern ourselves after, that we would continue to walk worthy to our calling, Lord God. Bless the deacons, the trustees, the leaders, every capacity that we would serve in, Lord God, and that we would continue to walk and honor you in our walk, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray as I pass the call.
Merciful Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for what you're showing us, Lord God. We thank you for the declaration, Lord God. Lord God, in the declaration, you spoke about aligning ourselves with someone who is about following you, Lord God. But we also don't want to be connected to someone that is doing wrong, Lord God, but we need to know how to pray for them, Lord God. So, Lord God, for those that we have come in contact with or that we are challenged by the things that they do or the things that they say and it bothers us and it hurts us, Lord God, help us to remember to come to you in prayer, Lord God, because there are things that people do, Lord God, that hurt us. There are things that people do that cause us grief, cause us to look at them differently, Lord God, and this is not what you want us to do. Because you said we're supposed to walk in love, Lord God. So, Lord God, I'm asking you that you increase the understanding of how to walk in love, increase the love that's within us, Lord God, that you place, release the depths of the love that you placed in us, Lord God, that we would be able to love those that are unsaved, that are in our lives, in our families, that we'll be able to love the enemies, those that despitefully use us and treat us bad, but also, Lord God, that we'll be able to love everyone, no matter what color, no matter what nationality, Lord God, that we can just walk in love and show them love, Lord God. It's difficult sometimes, Lord God, because of the things that they do, the way they act, the way they treat us, the things that they say. So, Lord God, help us to understand how to walk in love, Lord God, because we're torn. We know what your word says, Lord God. Your word tells us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. We're to love you first, which we do, Lord God, but to love our neighbors as we would love ourselves. And then with the attitudes and the things that they do, Lord God, sometimes we struggle with it. I know I do sometimes, Lord. And I know your word says we war not against flesh and blood, against powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places, Lord God. So I understand, Lord God, that it's the spirits are giving them. But sometimes, Lord God, we need you to strengthen us and show us to how to love a little bit more, Lord God, how to look past what is seen on the outside and to look what's on the inside, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for today because we need you, Lord God. We need your understanding, your guidance, your wisdom. We need you to help us to walk in love, Lord God. We need you to show us that love that's deep within, Lord God, and how to walk in it and to trust you, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, because Jonathan loved David, and he loved a man after your own heart, Lord God. Help us to love those that are after your heart, Lord God. Help us to walk as you have called for us to walk in love, and help us to be the children that you called us to be. Help us to be able to help those that are difficult to understand what love is about, to understand who you are, to understand how loving you are, how patient you are, how gracious you are, how you just know everything about them and that you just want them to walk in love and be loved. Lord God, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your son and the love that he had for us, Lord God, that he gave us only his life for us, Lord God. You gave your only begotten son for us. So, Lord God, I thank you for that perfect love. I thank you for that understanding. I know sometimes, Lord God, I focus on love a lot, but there's so much in this world that's going on. There's so many trials and tribulations. There's so many challenges. There's so many people hurting each other, Lord God. And it's all because they're unloving, Lord God, because their hearts have waxed cold, as your word has said. So, Lord God, in this world,
We're not in this world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world, oh God. So help us to walk in that love that you have called for us to walk in. Help us to see with the eyes that you would call for us to see, not the eyes, the fleshly eyes, but the spiritual eyes, Lord God. Help us to walk in the spirit as you have called for us to walk, Lord God. Help us to be the children of light that you have called us to be, because there's darkness, Lord God, in the world, and we, you have called us into the light, Lord God. So help us to bring others into the light. Help us to bring them to where you want us to be, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for our neighbors, and I pray that they see the light that you've placed in us, and it draws them to you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. You say if you be lifted up, you will draw all men to you. So, Lord God, help us to remember to lift you up no matter what is said, no matter what is done, no matter what jobs say, no matter what people around us say, but help us to remember to continue lifting you up and lifting your name and speaking your word, Lord God. Give us a boldness to be able to speak, Lord God, against those things that are wrong, and a boldness to be able to stand on what we believe, Lord God, and that we show that even though we're speaking boldly against what they're doing, that we're still walking in love. We still love them. You said love the person, not the sin, but the person, Lord God. So help us to learn how to love. Help us to come against these spirits that get in these people and bind them up, Lord God. Help us to just stand on your word, Lord God, and trust you. Thank you, Lord God, for your examples and your teachings, Lord God, that are in the word. Because if you weren't showing us what we are seeing and what you are giving us in the word, Lord God, we would not know that we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. We would not know where we're falling short. So, Lord God, I thank you for another day. I thank you for another day to see your works and to see your grace. I thank you for another day, Lord God, to be able to walk in love. I thank you for another day to get it right, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the families we have, Lord God. I thank you for the neighbors, the jobs. I thank you for the people at our jobs, Lord God. I ask you to help us to walk in love and show love to those that we're working with, Lord God, so that they can have a better place to work, Lord God, because the workplace sometimes can be challenging. Lord God, help us and help our children, Lord God, to walk in love. Even our children, Lord God, whether they're at school or in the service, Lord God, help them to walk in love. I know that they have a job to do and that sometimes what they're doing is challenging, but help them to still love the person, even though they may have to do things that do not seem like there's love in it. Lord God, help them to still have the love in their heart, Lord God, to glorify you. Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for all that you're doing. I give you all the praise, Lord God, because you are such a loving and wonderful God. I thank you for your Son. I thank you for the Spirit. I thank you for the peace that you placed around us and in us, Lord God. Glorify yourself in us and with us in Jesus' name as I pass the call.
Amen, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. So we continue, Lord God, to give you thanks this morning, Lord God, lifting you up, Lord God, above our issues, Lord God, saying thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, that we know by faith, Lord God, that it is you, Lord God, that could deliver us and heal us, Lord God, as we walk out, Lord God, our salvation, Lord God, hallelujah, that we could be healed, Lord God. Just as the lepers, Lord God, walked, Lord God, and saw that they were cleansed, Lord God. Hallelujah. And that one that ran back, Lord God, to say thank you. Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God, that we shall be healed, Lord God, of all of our issues, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for victory, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for saving us, Lord God. Lord God, we love you, Lord God. Lord God, we love you, Lord God. And Lord God, I just want to say thank you for delivering me, Lord God, for all of my issues, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for taking my issues, Lord God, and hallelujah, making them useful, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. We have so much to be thankful for. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the prayer requests, Lord God, that have been spoken this morning, Lord God. We stand in agreement, Lord God, that all of the prayer requests, Lord God, that was mentioned this morning, Lord God, that you have already dispatched angels, Lord God, to oversee. Thank you, Lord God, and make everything to turn out well, Lord God, for those that are traveling, for those that have their medical situations, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for overseeing and answering every prayer request this morning, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God, for this is the day, Lord God, that you have made, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We shall be rejoiceful, Lord God. Hallelujah. So much to be thankful for, Lord God. Lord God, we continue to thank you, Lord God, for our communities, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, even though no matter what it looks like, Lord God, that we place our trust in you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for there were no gunshots last night in my community, in my neighborhood, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. No matter what it looks like or sound like, Lord God, in the world, Lord God, that the crime, Lord God, is dying down, Lord God. That the violence, Lord God, is dying down. No matter what the media, Lord God, tells us, whatever what we hear, what we see, Lord God. So, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God, for covering this nation, Lord God. Thank you for causing the United States of America, Lord God, to turn back to you, Lord God, and to cry out to you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for covering this nation, Lord God. Lord God, we continue, Lord God, to lift up President Obama, Lord God, as he finish out his term, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for those, Lord God, candidates, Lord God, that are looking to fill the position, Lord God. Hallelujah, of Commander-in-Chief, Lord God, of this nation, Lord God. We pray for their hearts and their minds, Lord God, and for your influence, Lord God, over their lives, Lord God, as they leave this nation, Lord God. So, Lord God, we say thank you for covering this nation, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, hallelujah, for those, Lord God, that will cause us harm, Lord God. For the mind state, Lord God, for those that would set off any explosive, Lord God, or any device, Lord God, that would harm massive amounts of people, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for that situation. We pray your covering, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your blessing for this nation, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. We just want to honor you, Lord God, in every area of our lives, Lord God. So this morning, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God, for covering this nation, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for our loved ones, Lord God, that are serving in the military, Lord God. We pray your protection, Lord God, over their lives, Lord God. And we also, Lord God, as we lift them up, we lift up their family members to you as well this morning, Lord God. We pray your protection, Lord God, over their lives, Lord God. Lord God, let Isaiah Ramirez know, Lord God, that he is loved, Lord. Hallelujah, that his family, his loved ones, Lord God, are lifting him up to you this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. Tamara Hope, Lord God, let her know, Lord God, that she is loved, Lord God, and her family is lifting her up, praying for her, Lord God. We thank you for her protection, Lord God. Lydell Mario Oliver, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God, for covering and protecting him, Lord God. Devin Cook Oliver, Lord God, bless him this morning, Lord God. Let him know, Lord God, hallelujah, that he, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Jonathan Strickland, Lord God. Angelisa, Lord God. Reneas, Ramos, Zachariah Stewart, Lord God. Tristan Hutchison, Lord God. Garvez Jeffrey, Lord God. Joshua Cheney, Lord God. Cover them today, Lord God. Jalen Jones, thank you, Lord. Jesus. Demarie Jackson, Lord. Joshua Jones, Lord God. Hallelujah. Maurice Lewis, Lord God. Patrick Polk II, Lord. Rodney Cook, Lord God. Bless him today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Sophia Bello, Lord God. Jason Brown, Lord, bless them today, Lord God. Sheldon, Lord God, cover them today, Lord God. Each and every family member, Lord God, that is serving, Lord God, to protect this country, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God, for their protection, Lord God, as they're away from home, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. We have so much to be thankful for, Lord God. Lord God, we continue, Lord God, to lift up our pastors, Lord God, those that minister, Lord God, to your people, Lord God. Those that are praying, Lord God, for their congregations, Lord God. We lift them up to you this morning, Lord God. We lift them and their communities and everyone that serve up under them, Lord God. We pray your protection, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you refill them, Lord God, as they pour out, Lord God, into their congregations, into your sheep, Lord God, as they feed us, Lord God. We pray, excuse me, we pray, Lord God, that you replenish them, Lord God, with a fresh anointing, Lord God, of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, empowering them, Lord God, to preach, Lord God, your message of faith, Lord God, your message of salvation, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. We have so much to be thankful for, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this prayer line this morning, Lord. Declare victory, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for every soul, Lord God, every believer, Lord God, every household, Lord God, that is connected to this prayer line, Lord God. We pray your protection and your covering over them, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. We have so much to be grateful for, Lord God. Lord God, we just want to honor you, Lord God, in every area in our lives, Lord God. So this morning, Lord God, we lift up the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, as I prepare the pastor call, Lord God, to whatever prayer warrior that would fill in for Brother Tim, Lord God, this morning, Lord, or, Lord God, as we go into our collective praise, Lord God, we hallelujah, I pray that we turn up our praise, Lord God, reverencing you this morning, Lord, crying out to you this morning, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, blessing you, Lord God, as you bless us, Lord God, in the blessed name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, hallelujah, as I pass the call, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
So, Father God, we come before you, Lord God, just thanking you this morning, Father God, for this Friday, Lord God, the last Friday of this month, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Men's Day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the men that you have called before you. You, Lord God, to just lift up your name, oh God, to speak a word, Lord God, to declare victory over our lives, oh God, to pray over us, oh God. Thank you for the covering that you give the men over our lives, Father God. We just thank you. We love you and adore you, Lord God. We just take all the prayers that we've heard, Lord God, and lift them up before you, Lord God. And we thank you for it all, Lord God. We thank you in advance and praise you in advance for what you are going to do on this day, Lord God. We love you, we honor you, and we praise you, oh God. And as we prepare to take our phones off mute, Lord God, let us open up our mouths today and lift up your holy name, Lord God. We just thank you, God. We bless you, God. We honor you, God. We praise and say hallelujah, Lord God.
Yes.
We love you, God.
Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Victory in our praise, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Victory in our praise, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Help us to open up our mouths this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord God, to cry out to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord God, to declare, hallelujah, to declare, hallelujah, decree, Lord God. Hallelujah. That Jesus Christ, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to open up our mouths, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We won't quit, Lord God. Victory in our praise, Lord God. Yes.
Share Christ before you, before a man who don't know
yes.
you, Lord God.
Touch her body right now, Lord God. Touch her body right now, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Help her to praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Help her to open up her mouth, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for healing, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for deliverance, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Jesus.
We bless you, Lord God. Bless him, Lord God, wherever
Praise Him.
God, we just love you, Father.
Jesus.
I love you, Lord God.
Yes.
I thank you for all that you are in my life.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. God, I trust you in the name of Jesus. Father, God, we just honor you with our lips.
Hallelujah.
Let it come from the heart. We bless you, Lord.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
From the core of our soul,
yes,
God.
Lord.
We bless you, Lord God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Jesus. We just love you, Father God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah,
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
I bless your name, God.
Jesus.
Cover those, oh God,
thank
that are
you, Lord God.
In bereavement, Father God. Lift up their souls and their hearts and their spirits, God. Give
Jesus.
Them peace and comfort that only comes from you, God.
Jesus.
How we just thank you right now, Father God. We love you.
Hallelujah.
We love you. We
yes,
love
Lord
you,
Jesus.
Jesus. My
yes,
soul
Lord
loves
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
How I bless you this morning, Father God.
Oh, thank you, Lord God.
God.
Thank you, Lord God.
And as we go through the rest of this day, Lord God, we would just praise your holy name, Lord God. We thank you in advance, Lord God. I bless your name, Lord God. We lift you up and magnify your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Jesus.
And before I pass this call, Lord God, I just want to say thank you one more time, God. Thank you, Lord God, for who
Hallelujah.
You are in my life. You are Jehovah Jireh, Lord
Hallelujah.
God. You are Jehovah Shalom, God. I thank you, Jesus, for all that you are, Jesus. All that you are. It is in the matchless name of Jesus
Hallelujah.
I do pray and give you all the glory
Hallelujah.
And the honor and thanks. Amen. As I pass the call back to the hostess.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Well, amen and amen. Well, hello and welcome again to Declare Victory. My name is JC, and I am your hostess. I hope you have been blessed by the call. Were there any first-time visitors that did not get to say hello and would like to do so? Okay. Were there any victors that called in a little later and did not get to say good morning and would like to do so now?
Good morning, family. Miss D.
Hey, Ms.
Good
morning,
Ms. D. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to thank you guys for having the prayer line open.
Is this
Amen. Amen.
That's your name?
My name's Amelia.
Amelia, was this
good
your
morning,
first time
Amanda.
Calling?
Well, the second day.
Oh, well, welcome back.
Wonderful.
Continue to call.
Good morning.
You.
Good morning. It's Moni.
Good morning, Moni.
Good morning, Moni.
Thank you, Lord.
Is there anyone else?
Good morning, Victory Family. God bless you. Keep praising Him. Hallelujah.
Amen. Good
morning,
Brother Jeff. God bless you as well.
Yeah.
Okay, family, I mentioned earlier. And
good morning, family.
Marcus.
This is Ruth.
Oh,
good morning,
hey.
Good morning, Ruth.
How are you?
Fine. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning, this is Solomon.
Good morning.
Hey,
Solomon.
Good morning, Solomon.
Good morning, Solomon.
Anyone else?
Morning, it's Janet.
Oh, hey,
morning,
Janet.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I don't want to leave anyone else out.
Hey, Amelia, is there anything else you needed to say, or did you need prayer about something specific?
God. Well, amen. Well, please call back, Amelia. We're so glad to have you. Well, family, this concludes our call for today.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Moses. Good morning.
Hi, Moses. Good morning.
Good morning, Moses.
Okay. Please join us tonight for Friday Night Live, where there'll be a special treat for you, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and or call us tomorrow at 6 a.m. for a morning prayer call. Be blessed, family. I love you, and have a great day.
God bless you all.
You too. Bye-bye. God bless you.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Bless you.
See you guys tonight. Bye-bye.
Are you guys still there? Hello?
I wonder what happened.
Hello?
Guess there ain't nobody there. I think they hung up.
They're supposed to open back up at 6:30, 6 o'clock this evening, but they stopped. They stopped praying. All of a sudden, I guess because it's Friday.